listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast coming at you today to talk about being honest and upfront with people, especially as it pertains to music, and even more as it pertains to life in general. So have you ever met someone who seems to always have all the answers, or that they are always right and can never be told otherwise, or someone who can talk all day but never actually say anything important, or someone who has every excuse in the book and can talk their way out of any situation? After a while, it gets tiresome, doesn't it? It's a constant battle and struggle just to end the conversation. Maybe you know someone who fits all of those. Whatever the case may be, having some of these characteristics and skills can be beneficial at certain times in life, like buying a car or house, negotiating higher pay or promotion, or getting out of paying a parking ticket. The car salesman, wow, they never offer the best deal right off the bat, do they? And why would they? Commission is a big deal for salesmen. And the higher the buyer purchases the item or items, the more commission the salesman gets. It's basic math. Some of them are so slick and smooth with their delivery, like a custom-made or leather interior or any of those fancy other terms or jargon that they use, that they have the ability to distract people from what it is they are buying in order to like them as a person. Building rapport, but it isn't a loyal rapport. It isn't really an honest rapport from the get-go. They'll say something like, "Let me talk it over with my manager," after you ask about lowering the price in the negotiation phase of the purchase. Of course they can go lower because they overinflate the price to begin with. It's all a money-making scheme to squeeze out as much of you as they can. Therefore, they're being dishonest or deceitful right from the get-go. In general, people used to be able to take someone else's word. The sayings, "his word is as good as gold," or "he's good for it," are becoming less and less a part of the vernacular these days. It's really a shame. Just be honest. 100% tried and true from the start. You never have to worry what you said or didn't say, to have to trace your steps back or think about, what did I say to that person about this? If everything is 100% truth, that takes care of itself. Now here's how it applies to music a little bit. I've heard horror stories about bands signing their lives away, so to speak, because they didn't read the fine print in a contract. Or they were told one thing by the record label in person, but the contract says something completely opposite of that actual conversation. Any commercial you hear on the radio or TV with a disclaimer at the end that's read extremely fast, companies do that because they have to in order to cover themselves liability-wise. But if given the choice, I'm sure they wouldn't put those in there because the quality of those disclaimers or notices or side effects are always read super fast at the end of a commercial and are usually at the bottom of the screen if you're watching TV, before the commercial quickly ends and the next one awkwardly begins. It's almost like they're trying to blatantly trick people. And again, this comes back to being in the music industry as well, where an agent or a manager or a record label, they can sometimes try to build a rapport with you to make you like them and make you feel good about yourself and how great of an artist you are. But behind the scenes and what they're really trying to get at is, man, let's see if we can get some money out of this kid or this band and see how long we can take this for, and we'll ride them for as much as we can. And then when they haven't sold as much as we'd like them to, we'll just drop them. And I've known of some bands just reading articles here and there, and you know, in newspapers or magazines or online blogs, that there have been bands who have signed their music away, almost entirely given up their publishing, given up quite a bit of their copyright, which you should never do in any sort of situation when it comes to intellectual property. And then they end up having to owe the label in the end because they were given an advance to record an album that they would not be able to afford to pay back. So for instance, a band would go into a studio and record a 10-song album on a major record label and be given $1 million to record that album, when in fact they really only needed probably $15,000 to $20,000. So they're already that much in debt to the record label, and they have to make that up in record sales. And if you go on tour and you're a relatively unknown band and you're opening for a bigger act, you might make some of that back in merch sales and tickets and CDs sold and whatnot, but man, that's gonna take a long time to pay back. And you think if you sign a deal where you're tied in for 3 or 4 albums, that only accumulates over time and gets compounded with all of the money that you eventually owe the record label. So it gets into be a very, very dicey area. And before you know it, 10 years have gone by. You've recorded 4 albums. You've got to tour a lot, but you're dead broke. And in fact, you're actually in debt because you owe the record label money. That's not a position you want to be in. So in the end, honesty is always the best policy. You have nothing to worry about if you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, right? All the facts and facets of what you're trying to sell or tell people about will be 100% accurate, honest, and upfront. No guessing what you said to this person or that person. It's all laid out there from the start without holding on to any information. Trust is tricky, even though it should be plain and simple. And it takes time to build it with someone to throw it away for a moment of weakness or bad judgment. Just be honest. That's all people ask. This is Jim Gavin signing off today from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good, guys.
From my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. The kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see. Slowly coming. Time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise and sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. And we are going to talk about the topic of looking back on a life well lived. Whoa, seems pretty intense, right? Or morbid, it depends on how you think about it. So it's more along the lines of viewing the slideshow of your life like you're at the end of it by not having any regrets and using your unique gifts, talents, skills, or ignoring them due to whatever reason or excuse. So for me, I didn't want to be at the end of my life or on my deathbed and feel like I didn't play my part in making the world a better place in the best way that I know how, through music. By following passions, dreams, and goals, and not just following them, but achieving and surpassing, really living them, I want to leave everything I have out on the field so that at the end of my life, I'll be pleased with the effort and time and energy I gave into helping my fellow brother and sister have a better quality of life, especially so through music. Although it might be morbid, like I said, it's something to take seriously as well as something we have to face before we are no longer here, death. It is, after all, a part of life and something we all experience in this world. If there's nothing else we all have in common, we at least have being born and dying in common. Memento mori, my friends, memento mori. And that means, remember that you have to die. My dad tells me this every so often in so many ways. I'm paraphrasing, and I don't even think he realizes the impact it's had on me, but he'll say something to the effect of, Jim, no one wishes they spent more time at the office when they're on their deathbed. Wow, it's pretty profound. I mean, I've done my damnedest to move out of that situation when I was working in New York City behind a desk and computer all day at a music company. Since then, I've worked in the human services field for 8 years, serving and supporting individuals with developmental and their physical disabilities through music. I've had the distinct pleasure to witness miracles firsthand. I know I have. Bring people out of their shells, joining communal experiences through music, cry tears of joy, cry tears of sadness. Learn more about compassion, empathy, unconditional love, and present state awareness. Tour countless radio stations, have several recording studio sessions, create a movement of positivity and comfortability among friends and strangers alike. Win Employee of the Year. Grant Wright, network, and the list could go on and on. You get the idea. I love what I do. And know I am called to use music as a tool to best serve and support everyone I come into contact with in life. As much as I try to serve and support someone else, they end up serving and supporting me in ways that weren't even on my radar. It is truly amazing, a daily gift, if you will, and an infinite amount of blessings. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I cannot wait for what the future has in store and very much look forward to embracing whatever comes my way in this realm. It is exciting. It gets me up every day. It keeps me going. The promise and hope of a better tomorrow than today. If you couldn't tell, it is my source of energy that I feel most people in their early to mid-30s just don't have. Yet. We in the United States walk around exhausted all the time, downing multiple cups of coffee to make it through the day, come home, go to bed, and do the same thing on rinse and repeat for our entire adult lives. Wow, it's exhausting just thinking about it. But what if you did something you truly loved? Would you be that exhausted? I'll leave you with this realization or epiphany I had a year or so ago. We spend most of our adult lives, which is most of our lives in essence, doing something to earn an income to pay for things, like a house, car, food, clothes, vacation, what have you. And out of a 24-hour day, on average, we sleep for 8. That's if we're lucky, right? It's more like sleeping for 6 anymore. We work for 8. Nowadays, it's closer to 9 and 10, or people working multiple quote-unquote jobs just to make ends meet, so it might be a little more. And presumably, we are doing something fun, like exploring hobbies, or maybe just wasting time for the rest of that time. Why, if we are in the right state of mind and body to do so, would we ever choose to do something we don't enjoy for over 50% of our waking adult life? It just doesn't make sense to me. Is it because we are comfortable with where we are in our jobs or unsure of how to start over when we've been at a place doing the same thing for years on end? Are we just scared to take that leap of faith into the unknown and actually do the thing we've been talking about for years? Life is short as it is. So why make it even shorter by allowing a job we don't like to dictate how our time is spent while we're awake? It's basic math. It seems like common sense to live out your passions, dreams, and goals and not just talk about doing things or achieving things. I don't know, maybe common sense is not so common after all. But I would urge you, implore you, to take a real hard look at your life. And if there's anything that you don't really love to do, and are able to make a change about it. Please do so. Life is way too short. We want to look back at the end of our lives and know that we lived a life well, with purpose and meaning, and we lived in love and in harmony, making the world a better place. That's it for today, guys. It's Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good, everyone.
A friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. To slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Life juice, cause that's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I'll lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. About to let you in. So come in anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push it right down the drain.